Nonlinear outcome of coagulation instability in protoplanetary disks 2. Dust ring formation mediated by back reaction and fragmentation, by Ryosuke T. Tominaga et al. In our previous work, paper I, we demonstrated that coagulation instability results in dust concentration against depletion due to the radial drift and accelerates dust growth locally. In this work, paper 2, we perform numerical simulations of coagulation instability taking into account effects of back reaction to gas and collisional fragmentation of dust grains. We find that the slowdown of the dust drift due to back reaction regulates dust concentration in the nonlinear growth phase of coagulation instability. The dust-to-gas surface density ratio increases from 10 to the power of minus 3 up to approximately 10 to the power of minus 2. Each resulting dust ring tends to have mass of 0.5 m minus 1.5 m in our disk model. In contrast to paper I, the dust surface density profile shows a local plateau structure at each dust ring. In spite of the regulation at the nonlinear growth, the efficient dust concentration reduces their collision velocity. As a result, dust grains can grow beyond the fragmentation barrier, and the dimensionless stopping time reaches unity as in paper I. The necessary condition for the efficient dust growth is 1. Weak turbulence of alpha 1 meter per second. The efficient dust concentration in outer regions will reduce the inward pebble flux and is expected to decelerate the planet formation via the pebble accretion. We also find that the resulting rings can be unstable to secular gravitational instability, GI. The subsequent secular GI promotes planetesimal formation. We thus expect that a combination of these instabilities is a promising mechanism for dust ring and planetesimal formation. This was nonlinear outcome of coagulation instability in protoplanetary disks 2. Dust ring formation mediated by back reaction and fragmentation, by Ryosuke T. Tominaga et al.